Hello and welcome to the podcast for today. So, this is my first time doing a podcast ever, and I'm super excited. So, today I guess we'll talk about summer and what summer is and how fun summer can be, I guess. I don't know. So, let's, I guess, roll the theme song. So now that we've heard our little theme song, let's talk about, sorry, I wasn't close enough to the microphone, but let's talk about summer. So, I guess summer, I mean, summer is like a good season, I think, because, it's just fun. I mean, warm weather, you can go to the pool, you can like have like all these different cold desserts, and it's actually and the refreshing the refreshment that you get from it is just so like amazing because like it's just so amazing. This is my first time ever doing a podcast, so I mean, you're gonna get serious stuff. You're gonna get funny stuff. You're gonna get sad stuff, emotional stuff, personal stuff. You're gonna get a lot of different types of stuff. So I mean, I'm really all over the place today. I don't know why, but I'm just all over the place today. And I mean, I guess I'm just excited to do this. I mean, I'm very excited to have different co-hosts and different guest speakers, I guess. Let's kind of talk about my new experience. Then in the next segment, we can talk about summer and all that. But I think in this segment, I just want to talk about like how new I am to this. And actually, right before I started doing this podcast, I looked up stuff like podcast ideas and stuff, and I really didn't find anything that I was actually interested in. So I said, you know what, summer's around the corner, so why not talk about summer things? Because you know, when summer comes, I'm definitely going to talk about a lot of summer things, a lot of fun summer things. But before we get on to the next segment, I'm going to play a song. But before I play that song, I'm just gonna say, if you ever listen to this, thank you for listening, and I hope you're very supportive. And I'm very excited. And you know, if you ever wanna co-host or anything, just you know, it just kind of let me know. You know, contact me, and I'll consider the request, the request, yeah. But so I'm gonna play a song. So we have some Taylor Swift coming up, and so yeah, the song is getting ready to be played. So enjoy the song. Okay, so how great was that song? I love Taylor Swift. I love that song. Look What You Made Me Do. Yeah, so summer. So summer is fun because, you know, like it's just that season. It's that time of the year. It's like the second best time of the year next to Christmas or Thanksgiving. Depending on your personal experience. I absolutely love summer, but some of the flaws about summer that I kind of I definitely notice in summer is the bees and all these weird little insects and creatures, that come out, and the kind of funky weather, but I absolutely hate bees. I feel like I have like this whole like phobia of bees, and the thing about bees is one time I got stung on my finger by a bee, and I guess I just it wasn't a good experience. So what happened was I got stung, And I ran in to my house screaming like a little girl. And this was like when I was 5. And I was just like screaming like, ah. And I was like, grandma, grandma, grandma. Because at the time I was at my grandma's house. And I was like, grandma, grandma, grandma. I got stung by a bee. I got stung by a bee. And oh my gosh. Oh my God, look at this. I got stung by a bee. Grandma, do something about it. Put a band-aid on. I was freaking out. And if I look back now, I'll kind of laugh at myself because I was maybe like 5 or 4, or and I was little, and I didn't really understand the concept of things. And I guess now that I kind of understand the concept, I can go back and laugh at it, but like I just can't be around a bee, whether it's a worker bee or a what's it, a bumblebee, or like the stinger bees or whatever. I can't be around bees or anything that looks like a bee or any weird creature of the summer just off of one bad experience. I absolutely hate bees. Bees are like the scum of the earth to me. So, yeah, I absolutely hate bees. So we're gonna play another song off Charlie Puth's new album, Done For You, featuring Kalani. So here we go. I don't know about you, but about you. I don't know about you, but does that song kind of remind you of the Michael Jackson song? It kind of went like that. I mean, I haven't heard it in a long time, so I really don't know, but I absolutely love that song. That was off of his new album. I forgot what it was called, but so the last segment I talked about bees. So this segment, let's talk about the pool. The pool, I absolutely love the pool. I love when you jump into the pool, or no, I don't know. I like jumping in the pool, but the favorite part about the pool is when you get into the pool and the water is like very, very cold around you, and everything is just so cold, and it just cracks me up every time because every time I think about it, it's like, oh, the pool. Look how water is cold, and you're so oblivious of like everything that's around, and you're like, why in the world is the water so cold? You know, it's it's very funny. I just I know when I jump into the pool, I'm like, the water is like very cold, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, why is the water so cold? So I like I run out of the water. I don't know how I managed to do it. I just do it and I run out of the water, and then I just jump in the water so that way I won't have to feel how cold it is. But like sometimes I regret it, and then so like I'll go back in, and then it's not just the same experience. And so the next time I go to the pool, I'm gonna try to do that and kind of get over that little thing, stop being a wimp, I guess. So, yeah, so the next segment we're going to talk about music, and we're going to talk about R&B music and pop music and gospel music. But this time we're going to have a little bit more songs. So we're going to have Ariana Grande's new song, No Tears Left to Cry, and we're going to have some other songs in there. So yeah. Oh my gosh, those are the best songs ever. I just love those songs. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but the kind of the songs that I play on my podcast, I just love them. I can't get over them. Those are like the ones when I have my friends come over and I make a playlist. I always make sure that I try to include those songs, because if I don't, then it just won't be like a good hangout with my friends, you know? But we talked about pool in the last segment. Oh yeah, so this segment I was going to talk about water. I just for I just completely forgot everything. So this segment we're going to talk about music, okay? So you have all types of music, and the thing about music, especially in the summer, is no matter what genre of music it is, whether it's, pop music, whether it's R&B, hip hop, blues, bluegrass, whether it's country music, whether it's gospel music, whether it's jazz music, whether it's you know, love music, whatever kind of music it is. Summer is not summer until you have the proper type of music. I'm absolutely a music person, and I don't know if you know this, but actually I'm actually am an artist. So I have a SoundCloud account. I'm Noah Ellis in all caps. If you want to write that down and go check me out on SoundCloud, it's Noah Ellis in all caps, NOAH, and Ellis is spelled in no Ellis is spelled ELLIS. I just forgot everything again. See, so yeah, ELLIS is Ellis. So if you want to write that down, go ahead and write that down. I'll give you some time to. And I'll be the picture. You'll see me, and I'll be in a green jacket. Not green jacket. I'll be in a white background, in a jean jacket, and I'm black. So, yeah. So, I guess we're gonna have another roll of our theme song. And then I'm going to play some R&B and some gospel and a jazz. And some jazz music for you guys. And then, yeah, so this is kind of cool. I like this. This was my first episode. I really do kind of like this. It's fun. You know, I've never done this before. So let's go. That last song that was played, Stop, Look, and Listen to Your Heart by Bonnie James, that jazz song, I absolutely love that song. Okay, so let me give you the background story. So when I was little, my dad had a playlist on his computer of all his songs, and the song Stop, Look, and Listen to Your Heart by Bonnie James was on that list. So I was like very excited because, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it's jazz, it's instrumental, I could make a song to this. But wait, I can't publish it because it's somebody else's song. And it was just it was funny because that was a like song I would always like I would always just make up stuff, and I would never know what I was talking about. So it was very funny because, you know, I loved that song. I loved the beat. And now that I look back, again, back when I was little, I knew nothing about how music can inspire you. I knew nothing about that, you know, so that was basically that. You know, I was just listening to it and like it. And now that, you know, I'm older, I have a little bit more experience in music, it's like this is the foundation. This got me started, you know, in music. So yep, so yep, yep. So I'm gonna play two more songs, and then I'll have two more segments, or one more final segment, and then the segment after that will be the closing segment, because that will be the end of my podcast for this, I guess, evening. No, not evening, morning, I guess, because it's 11:58 and it's almost afternoon. So play two more songs, one more segment, and it's going to be a very funny segment, and then our closing segment. So here we go. And I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise. I don't even know if I got the lyrics right, but I love that song. Is somebody watching me? What in the world? Oh no, that's just a towel. I thought somebody was watching me. Gosh. Wow, that was very creepy. That was very unexpected. But right now it is 12 p.m. and it is officially the afternoon. Well, when you listen to this, it'll probably won't be 12 p.m. because of the songs. But right now as I'm recording, it's 12 p.m. So I said this, folk. Wow, I said this segment would be very funny. I feel like it just will be, you know. You know, the reason why I think this segment will be funny is because just because, you know, I guess the experience I'm about to share with you. So, it was funny because me and my friend were talking. And we were talking about, you know, how when we go into public bathrooms and it always smells like doo-doo. It smells absolutely disgusting. So, then he says, don't go in the bathroom after me. Because when I go in there, I blow the bathroom up like 9/11 all over again. And I just broke out laughing. I was like, first of all, why did you make that comparison? Like, first of all, that is a very serious issue or very serious topic and nothing to joke around with. But at the same time, it was funny. Like, I mean, like, you in the bathroom for that long and that's what happened. And no wonder I feel the earth going, like, dang. So that that was very funny to me. I was like, wow, oh my gosh. Well, dang. So one more song and then we have our closing segment. So, oof. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. This, again, is my first podcast ever that I've ever done. And thank you for listening. I hope you become a supporter. You know, give me some applause. And you don't even have to give me applause. I like it if you do, but you don't have to because I'm not here to get likes or anything. I'm here to talk to you guys, and I want you to relate to the stuff that I talk about, the topics. And I don't want this podcast to be I'm talking to you or I'm doing this. I want it to all be we. You know, I may not know you, and you may not know me, but the thing is, if we can have a connection without having to know anybody, then that's how you know it's a real connection. If we can, you know, relate to different stuff, that's how you know that this podcast is very serious and it's a good podcast. So if you can relate to the stuff I'm talking about, I encourage you to send me a voice message. And I want you to tell me how you can relate to this. And I might put it on my podcast if you can do that. Again, I'm new to it. I know that. Yeah, that's that. But thank you for, you know, thank you, basically. And I hope you have a good day. And I will see you later. Bye.